is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 13th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we talk to poets. We actually have people them who's mix up words. I mean, mix up words and evoke emotions. And I'm going to be like testing them to see, hey, if you say you're a poet, you're supposed to be able to just say something to move me. But before we start that, before we instigate and get these poets to read something on air, I want to talk to Sonia Farmer because she is the publisher here. She is the poet here. And the lady before wanted to know, how is it that she can get published? Are there any publishing companies here that she can go to? I know Sonia has her own publishing company. You can call her and get your book published. Or can I just publish one poem? Do I need a whole 25 poems to be considered a poet? So that's what I'm going to start with. And so, yeah, go ahead. How can this lady get published?
Sure. Thank you again for having me. So, I had so many thoughts when the previous caller called in during Erin's hour because I really felt like a plea in her voice. And that's how I know she's a poet, because I think all of us have imposter syndrome. So welcome, you're one of us. And so yes, you're already a poet and you can decide to call yourself a poet. No one else can tell you who you are, who you are not. If you write poetry, you are a poet. Well done. So I have a little bit of advice. I know that writing can be a really isolating activity. It's really difficult to know when you write something like, is it quote unquote good? What does that mean? Some of my biggest recommendation, even before worrying about getting published, is find a community. The best thing that you can do for your work is to find other writers where you're living in your community and just share your work with each other. Have a writing group. Tanisha, who's here in the studio as well, she and I are in a writing group ourselves. And it's just so critical for providing like perspective on your work and to help inspire each other and to keep each other accountable. That's one option, or to go to these poetry performance or reading evenings. And if there isn't one, make one for yourself, you know, and your community, and see who comes out, see who your people
are. See, I got to stop you here, Sonia. Mm-hmm. You said there's places in the Bahamas you could go and read poems?
There could be some open mic nights. In fact, yeah. I know Tanisha and I have some to talk about for the end of this month, so we can all get right back to that. But and that's on New Providence, and this the
it's
caller
in Grand
is
Bahama.
From Freeport. Yeah,
but I think there are things happening there as well. I want to say shout out to Michelle Hannah that had held down the spoken word and performance scene for a long time, just ensuring that there's a venue. Mm-hmm. And she's a poet herself and has written and published herself, right? But let's go to the caller.
Let's go to the caller.
Good morning, caller. Have you called to answer the question?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, right. I didn't hear the question, but what I'd like to do is, I heard the lady was talking about promoting poetry.
Yes, now, sir.
Someone can be a poet and don't know it and might never have show it. I feel I have the ability to be a poet, better recognized by poetry enthusiasts or great literary works. It doesn't matter to me. But what I'm found of is, I always had the idea, I always fell in love with reality poems, poems that depict history, just like mosaic art. You could look at art, and art could depict history. So I was always interested in writing poetry that depicts the times, the crimes, the history, just in general, reality poems. And I have an idea. So I would like to have the lady number, please, so I could speak to her in private, please.
Okay. Okay.
You or see what we could or do. Anyone who could help me along this paradigm, but I would like to discuss it on the radio. Someone might take the idea and run along with it.
Okay. So you want Ms. Farmer's?
I didn't get a name. I just would like
sure.
to speak with her, and then she might
yeah,
guide I, me along.
Something. The best way to reach me or to find out. So just as a revision, I run a space called Poinciana Paper Press here in Nassau. It is a center for writing, publishing, and book arts. So. something that we offer through the Spacers classes, writing classes. I did have a publishing course that started this week. No one signed up for it, so sorry that door is closed. And sometimes we have some free classes as well.
What I'm saying is, what about someone writing some samples and then somebody looking at it?
Critique. So some editorial feedback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best way to contact me is through through Sonia, Sonia, at Ponciana Paper.
Sonia.
That's my first name.
Yeah.
At PoncianaPaperPress.com. P-O-I-N-C-I-A-N-A paperpress.com.
Right.
Because something else, so through the press.
Thank you very much, Squirrel.
So through the press, I do, I would like to publish some books. And these are usually special limited edition books, which we as a press, you know, take on cost-wise and promote. I'm currently looking for grants to support that because, you know, I want to make sure that the books are affordable. So in the meantime, I do also offer writing, editorial, and book design services, which are paid.
Okay, let's stick a
pin. So that might be what he's interested in.
Yeah, let's just stick a pin there. Let me get to this caller and then the text results so far. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Have you called to answer the question or to contribute to the discussion?
No, I called to find out something concerning what's the difference. I want to find out, right, what's the difference of one would write poems on a poetry.
Okay, I think he's asking spoken word versus regular poetry in terms of verse. Thank you very much, Carla. Go ahead, anyone?
All right. I think a poet is just someone who writes poems, whereas a spoken word artist is someone who reads their poems or performs their poems through use of not just orally, but you know, with theatrics and any other prompts that would help bring that poem to life.
Right. So is like spoken word artist a subgenre of poet, a poet
correct.
Like folk and Regan Scrape?
So let's segue there. Any of you are spoken word poets? I need someone to read something.
But hold on. Let me repeat the question.
Okay. And then we go straight to that spoken word.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Okay. So we can just repeat this question and get the answers too. Go ahead.
All right. So the question on the table right now is, what famous Bahamian is Timothy Gibson related to? And that famous Bahamian got to be more famous than Timothy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's one.
I want to get a picture of who one person you're related to.
There's one who is always just in our mind or just out of our mind. One we drive by all the time. I'm just saying, I can't give you too many more clues to who it is. And then for our texters, we have one winner. We're looking for two more. We have two winners. The first was Sonnet Haiku in Limerick. The second was Epic Concrete or Visual Poetry and Acrostic. And so concrete or visual poetry, Mr. Newry, is when you write the poem and the way that you write it, the way you put the words on the paper, represents like an image or a theme or a concept from the poem. So you may write a love poem and you may arrange the words in the shape of a heart. Or you may write a Chikchani poem and you may arrange the words in the shape of somebody running away dead fast. You know what I'm saying? Like
interesting.
That. And acrostic is when you take like a word, like you take Aaron, and you write a poem like, everybody loves Aaron. Really, I don't understand why you wouldn't. I love Aaron very much. And never have I thought about not loving Aaron. Acrostic poem, improv.
But I see we have Aaron? Another caller here, then we go straight to you, Andrew and guys. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Caller Gern once. Caller Gern twice.
Hello. I'm wondering if this is the show, the poetry show?
Yes, it is.
I want to see if I can answer the one which famous Bahamian is Timothy Gibson related to?
Yes,
go ahead. You're live.
Yes. Is it Allison Maynard Gibson?
Man, look here. AGM, she triple barrel name. She's very, very, very famous, but it ain't her.
Not I.
No, somebody that we all know. All little children should know this name. And if you're an adult, you were a little children, so you should know this name.
Man, you have one idea, but I see.
You may drive by this name.
And only because it's a clue.
Every day, multiple days, right?
Only because it's a clue. I could guess the answer, but I would have known this answer.
But there's a set of people who know this name, because they have to know this name, because they see this name every day. And even when they go to sleep, they close their eyes and try to forget the day this name is blazoned in their dreams.
What? Anyway. Let's get ready, Andrew.
That's famous.
Yeah, that is real famous. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to say, Andrew, it's all yours. Okay. It's all yours.
So you're going
to
read a poem?
Yeah, I'll read a poem for my book. So,
what's the name of the book?
The name of the book is A Safe House. And I titled it that because I wrote this during the pandemic. And I had finished my manuscript, and I wasn't sure of exactly what I wanted to title the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I wanted the book to be a representation of not just what I write, but what something that's catchy. And I was starting to like just freely write about what I want my poetry to represent. And I wrote a line where I said, my poetry is a safe house. And I was like, oh, I like that. So I'll use that title.
Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're on Guardian Radio AM. Do you have an answer for us? Please turn down your radio.
Is it Sidney Poitier?
No, it's not Sidney Poitier. I mean, he is perhaps one of the most famous Bahamians outside of me, the Chicchani catcher, but it's not him. It's someone even more famous than him.
More famous than Sidney Poitier?
Okay, we got another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM. Do you have an answer for us? Oh, we lost them.
Okay.
All right, Andrew.
Go ahead, Andrew.
All right, so the name of this poem is Vulnerability. And most of my poems, they speak about my life. So all of them, they have an aspect of vulnerability that I share. Seated on the edge of my bed, I thought about our first date. How anxiety hid in the cracks of a smile. How we made magic out of conversation. Pulled topics like rabbits out of hats. Spoke words that resonate with souls so much that we blushed from a glance. Maybe our eyes saw something our hearts could feel, or maybe they knew what we'd later find out. That love shows up in the strangest places, like an ice cream parlor, a midnight beach on a Sunday, or simply in this poem. And that's that piece, y'all.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That's nice. But we have another caller here. Let's pass that caller through.
Cecil, that's what the young hip people do, because you read poetry when you're supposed to be sleeping, so you can't let the people know you're awake.
I understand. All right. Well, go ahead, caller.
Calling to answer the trivia question.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Is this Mrs. Allison Maynard Gibson?
No, it's not.
Okay, but you sound very, very famous.
Look where you're going.
Good morning, ma'am.
Morning. Is the answer King Eric Gibson?
Deanna Gibson? Did you say?
Eric.
Oh. No, that is not the answer. That may be correct, but that is not the answer. Is someone even more famous than King Eric Gibson?
Would that be Shane Gibson?
No, look here. Shane is famous, but he's not more famous than King Eric. He can never be. That's his daddy, right? Anyway, he can never be. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM. Do you have an answer for us?
Good morning, yes.
Yes.
The answer, Charles Irvin Gibson.
Yes, it is. That's C.I. Gibson, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Please leave your name and number with the producer.
How is C.I. Gibson related to
Timothy Gibson?
Timothy Gibson.
That's his brother. I think that's his brother.
Yeah, they're brothers.
And he, okay, so Tim, C.I. was older and he was a
teacher. Would you take his name for me, please?
Yes, please. Thank you very much, sir. You're a winner. You're a winner. So C.I. is Timothy's older brother. Okay. And C.I. was a teacher, and Timothy became a monitor in the class that C.I. taught at. And then eventually at the age of 17, Timothy was, I think, old enough to take on a class of his own. And so he became a teacher. Like, he came back to Nassau, he did some training, and then he think he worked at Burnt Rock. Anyway, Long Island, they worked throughout the family islands as young men took on the charge of teaching young people and pushing their education.
You want to know what answer I had?
Yeah.
Lee Callender. That's his grandfather. Timmy Gibson is Lee Callender, the late Lee Callender's grandfather.
Yeah.
So I was only, that's the only famous person.
Somebody said Thelma Gibson as well, which I think may be correct, but is not the correct answer, because every student in the Bahamas, and everybody used to be a student, supposed to know C.I. Gibson.
I thought C.I. Gibson, but when you said more famous than Sidney Poitier, I said, not sure.
Yeah, I mean, Sidney got a bridge and he got movies and he helped push the civil rights movement forward. But C.I. Gibson, sits in the minds of every child and everybody who's been through the public school system at the very least is supposed to know. Okay, it's not Pinlin. I mean, it may have been Pinlin, but it's not Pinlin. Okay, let me throw out another question, Cecil, and we get back to our poets. We got to get back to our poets. Okay, so let's throw out two questions at one time. First question involves someone in the room. What poem did Tanisha Pratt perform for the Prime Minister of the Bahamas and the entire Bahamas on or for World Poetry Day? Tanisha Pratt, poet in studio with us today. What poem did she perform for the PM and the whole of the Bahamas for World Poetry Day? That's the first question. The second question is this. We have three Bahamian Rhodes Scholars. Two of them are published poets.
Okay, no devil's answers.
Right? We got three Rhodes Scholars. Two of them are published poets. So I'm looking for two answers. One is a call. The first question about Tanisha Pratt is a call-in. The second question, two possible answers, is text. We're only taking the first text answer.
Okay, I know the answer. Go ahead. Okay.
All right.
Good. But now, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, I realized that we also never got to talk about the opportunities to read poetry around town.
Go ahead.
Right? Right? Go on,
because
go on.
I know we all know different venues and different opportunities. And unfortunately, I think this will be Nassau-centric. But also, if there isn't something in your community, you should 100% just start one.
And if you have something going on in the family island, you could call us toll-free.
Yes.
242-300-5720.
Yeah. Because it's really, I mean, once you make the space, your like-minded folks will come.
I know it's happening in Exuma. I know it's happening in Eleuthera. I just don't know where. Yeah. It'd have to be happening.
Yeah.
So where all can the persons go?
So we have, Tanisha and I can talk about two events we have coming up, which are open mic nights at the end of the month. But just in generally, regularly, I know that there is something at Studio Cafe, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Andrew and Taran want to talk more about that, because that's where I first saw them perform.
Yes, Studio Cafe tends to have a open mic night. I think it's every Wednesday.
Yeah, once a week.
Yeah, once a week. Every Wednesday at, I think, 7, about 7 to 9. Yeah, typically they like to showcase a variety of different Bahamian talents, whether that just be poets, whether that be musicians, comedians even. So it's a very inclusive space, and, you know, you get to see a lot of new faces.
And they usually have, like, one or two featured artists, right? And then you can come and participate in the open mic as well. So it's a great date night in the sense that you could plan it. You know what to expect. Find your favorite artist and check it out. I think Bon Vivant has a weekly artistic event. I don't know if it's music or poetry.
It's more music-centric, I think.
Yeah. Well, they're musicians, even though you're all are lyricists. The poets say, anyway, y'all are part of us.
There's also a weekly open mic at the Tipsy Bar, which is located at Ty's Place, which is in the back of Blairwood.
Oh, you mean by the school?
Yes.
Because it's academic, because it's poetry. Right. I like it.
Which day is that?
That's every Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. So tell us about your events again.
All right. I'm going to have Tanisha tell us about her event, because chronologically hers happens before mine.
Okay.
Yeah, Tanisha here. So my event, my open mic, is called New Soul, and that will be happening at Ice Bahamas. So Ice Bahamas is in the BAIC Industrial Park, which is across from BTVI. So there's a lot of really cool art happenings at Ice. So we decided to have a space where poets, musicians, spoken word artists could come together, commune together monthly, and to be able to express.
So, right. And that's the artist incubator.
Incubator of
creative expression.
Yes, incubator of creative expression.
And you know why I love that? Because the ice company used to be right, sort of right there in that space. It is just
it's the perfect name.
Yes.
And genius.
It's genius.
Oh, honestly. Give us the dates again.
So the date is April 26th.
All right.
And at 6:30 to 9 p.m.
And what do I need to do? Like, I could just come, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, and also what you can do is you can find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Tanisia Pratt. Uh-huh. There should be a link to the flyer and the post. If you would like to sign up for the open mic, you could sign up in advance so I can know what the lineup will be before the show begins.
Awesome.
So you can also RSVP all as right. well.
Kid friendly? Like, what if I have my children's with me? Not necessarily.
This is not okay. So the reason why, just checking. So the reason why I decided to have this open mic space is because I think right now the circuit is sort of centered around bars and restaurants, and they would typically like have stipulations because of their guests that would be coming. So this one is more centered around freedom of expression. So there's no censorship. The only thing that I ask is that you stay away from hate speech, and we're trying to make a very safe and inclusive space for everyone to express and everyone to feel free to say what it is that they feel, but say what it is you have to feel, but also consider the fact that someone else in the room might have a different walk of life than you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand it, it doesn't mean that you need to bash it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, Sonia? Okay.
Great. That's exciting. So the event that Poinciana Paper Press is helping to organize for the end of the month, I'm just going to revisit what we talked about in the first hour, which is that we are facilitating a NaPoWriMo group on WhatsApp, where we are supporting each other writing one poem per day for 30 days through the month of April, which is a challenge that happens every year. So what we decided to do is to partner with the Four Wall Squash and Social Club on Village Road. They're in our neighborhood because yeah. we're on Parkgate Road. They have something that they're starting called the Flowetry Poetry Tour. It's an open mic night. Chester and Shavar organized that. And we are partnering with them at Four Walls to have a open mic night on the evening of April 29th, starting at 7, that will give a space for those of us who took part in the poetry writing challenge this month to share all of our work. Ah. We will also have a prompt and an on-the-spot, you know, poetry writing kind of challenge that evening as well. So it's going to be really fun. We are planning to make a little handmade publication of the work that we all did this month into one group publication that will also be available there for sale. So you don't have to have joined the challenge for this month to come out and share your work, by the way.
Cool.
So right. you can just come out and share. It's an open mic. So that would be at the Four Wall Squash and Social Club on Saturday, April 29th from 7 p.m.
So before we go to our next poet to read, right, mm-hmm. I want us to read another question so we can have callers call in. So let's do that question first, and then we go to Taran.
All right. Okay, so we had thrown some questions out there, right?
We got all answers. Oh, we got no answers for the text ones.
No, actually, we threw out some new questions.
We did?
Yeah, we didn't get the answers yet for them, but we're going to just throw out a bunch of questions. I'll keep track of all of the questions.
Yeah.
So the questions that we threw out already, right? Tanisia Pratt performed for the Prime Minister for World Poetry Day. What poem from a collection did she perform? You could Google this online.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Google World Poetry Day OPM. I can give you some hints, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one question. The second question was, which has two winners possible, we have three Rhodes Scholars, and two of them are published poets. Who are they?
Yes.
Right? That's two parts.
How did I forget that already?
I got a third question we're going to throw in, so we could sort of focus on the poets. Yeah. What is the premier arts festival in the Bahamas? Made you all think. What is the premier arts festival in the Bahamas?
Arts festival. In the Bahamas. Okay, I know. I know the answer too. I think I know the answer. But let's go to Ran. I need you to read a poem. Let people know who you are and what you're doing. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, Taran here. So this poem is an unreleased poem, but I've had the pleasure of speaking a few times out. It's called Intro. It's just really a bunch of question marks, but I have in parentheses intro. It introduces my new publication that's set to release sometime next year. It's really about what Erin would have touched on when she read my bio about existentialism. It's really just pondering life, pondering existence, dealing with your mental health. That's really where my poetry sits at the center. I like to ask a lot of questions in my poetry, like the bigger questions. So this is just a little, I guess, prelude into what's in store for the book. Hope you guys enjoy it. During your darkest night, does your soul cry out? Is it a whimpering plea or a masochistic shout? Do you feel your flesh soaking as your mind floods with doubt? In the absence of audience, devoid of hatred and tout, you tug a war with duality as your spirit floats about. And before you even know it, you form questions at the mouth, like, is the light a curse or is darkness in fact a gift? No matter your philosophy, ask yourself this, without any prompt, without a single cue, who are you in this corporeal blue? Thank you.
That's when you clip, right?
Okay, just to make sure.
Yeah, we clip now.
Okay, we clip.
I love it. Absolutely. We got a caller?
We got a caller. Let's go straight to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, you want to know what was the premier arts festival in the Bahamas?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival?
Yes, ma'am. Now listen, to impress the young folk, because these young folk don't know nothing. What's the age range for the Clement Bethel Arts Festival?
I think it's from 2 to adult.
There you go. Anybody could get...
Anyone can...
Yes.
Whether you're in school or whether you're out of school, whether you're retired or whether you're just a little little toddler.
Yes, ma'am.
Massive.
Listen, and I look here. That expands what you could do and who you could do it with. I want my grandparents who have been put in charge of taking care of grandchildren. This is an activity. I'm going to need you all to write a poem and then perform it choreographic.
Exactly, and I hope during this during our 50th celebrations that there's more highlights of those, all those winners.
Yeah.
We want to see them on the street corners, on the parks, showcasing their talents.
Yes, ma'am. We're gonna have to get them on our show, Cecil.
Yes,
almost definitely.
And have them perform. Them. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Colin, make sure you leave your name with the producer.
Thank you very much.
And I want to echo what the caller said. We mm-hmm. need them to be on the street corners. And the reason why I want to echo that is that for the celebration, it seems to be like official oriented. And the part of us celebrating ourselves mm-hmm. should be in our neighborhoods. So I want to see Fox Hill celebrating our 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Adelaide celebrating our 50th anniversary. And Gambia celebrating, mm-hmm. having their own events. And right, and then government officials come into the community and say, yeah, I see you all. You're mm-hmm. doing good, you know, and applaud you, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that that does happen.
And then in those community spaces, be open to the expansion of what poetry is and in the minds of the residents, right? Because that's how you're going to get these. But did you know that this young boy say, how'd it go, bro? How'd it go, daddy? Do something for me because I ain't got no money. Mm-hmm. Like, he make daddy and money rhyme. It work, right? That's poetry. Cecil, we got a text winner. We got one text winner. Remember, there are two answers, and that person gave us both, but they can get one prize. We can keep it open, right? And then I wanted to ask these people in the room to come up with an improv poem for me based on a word that I am going to pull out of one of Patricia McCullis Glinton's books. Either it's How to Be a True, True Bahamian or More Talking Bahamian.
Wow. Patricia.
I think I want you all to... create an improv poem with the word kamoli.
Mm. Wow. Y'all can do that?
Sure.
Something short, haiku type thing. Kamoli.
I have me? No more fun.
No.
Someone give me a kamoli bomb.
This is the NaPoWriMo challenge right
Yes,
here.
It is right
this
now.
This is what I do every morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I send out a little, I thought my favorite prompt so far was when I said the prompt is last night at the fish fry.
You're right. That's
and
a good
people
one.
Wrote some good gossipy little sip poems.
Nice. Yeah.
That was nice. So good. Anyway, I'm terrible at writing with prompts, so yes. I'm just going to let them do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another caller here.
Yeah, and I already give you all a hint. You all ain't even snap me or nothing.
Imagine. And plus, we have the winner for the text also, so right. We can do that. But let's go to the caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Coming right now, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Can you turn on your radio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wow. Yeah, I just called. It's my first time calling and actually be getting in on
Welcome.
The first try.
Thank you.
But yeah, you said something about kamoli.
Yeah, give me a poem right now with the word kamoli.
But I'm not a poet.
You right? are a poet. You don't know it.
I just wanted to tell you a story because the other day I was on the block drinking a stoli and a virgin asked me if he could have a drink with me. And all of a sudden, I got a kamoli. But the bartender never told me that one day it'll be truly night if I was to share something and don't be a foolie. So anyway, just kidding though.
So you get
your number to the producer, caller.
Brilliant.
You get a prize too?
Yes.
You get a prize. Leave your number.
Give your number to the producer.
You get a prize there.
Yes, man.
And this is what we were saying. Like, Bahamians are poets and storytellers out here, because that's the main thing. It's not even that Bahamians are poets. Bahamians are storytellers.
Right, right. And then poetry is just a form that we use to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
Look here.
The structure.
I see we have another call.
I may have to give this by your book, Mr. Newry. Fattening up frog for snake. But I don't know. You're going to tell me if you got more in production. I can't let this one go.
I know, right. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Producer Patrick, call is here for me.
No, he, hold on.
Okay, let me do it for him then. That and then that. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Good morning, ma'am.
Hi. I'll read a poem. This one is called Walk Along With Me, and it's written in the pandemic during the George Floyd saga.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Walk Along With Me by Zinnia. My head hurts trying to comprehend what the degree was for. My back hurts from all the load it bore. My hand hurts from all the laborious chores. My legs hurt from all the years of standing and walking it had to endure. I am tired now. The journey was long. Thank God my spirit is strong. Why was I detained and forced across the ocean, shackled and chained, cramped in small spaces with no air, going places of which I never hear? My mind is trying to grasp, but this is happening fast. One day I was free, and the next an amputee. Come walk along with me. In a new world and on display, the highest bidder leading me away. What awaits me, I have no idea. Of my motion, I am not even aware. Staring around, I don't see the sight. I don't see the sight. Can't imagine what would now be my sight. Placed in a field to work, the trees, my only friend, wondering how this all would end. Within and lynching, if I disagree, just walk a little longer with me. You ask me why I am in so much pain. For years I have endured a nothing being. I am tired from carrying the weight of shame. The emotional, physical, and mental scars should have driven me insane. But my unbroken spirit was the catalyst that sustained. No more injustice. Real freedom now I will attain. I have all rights to be angry as can be. Hope you understand why from just walking, just taking that short walk with me. And that's
brilliant.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Wait,
I appreciate it.
Who's the author, please?
Zinnia
Rule. Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Now, ma'am, you have to give your name and your number to the producer so we can organize for you to... That's your poem, right?
Yes.
So give your name and number. Okay, we got your info. This is awesome.
Powerful. Oh,
you got to get a book.
Powerful.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Once
You're
one
welcome.
Minute I was free, the next an amputee, that hit me.
Yeah.
That was powerful.
That is awesome. Thank you, ma'am.
So,
thank you.
Pleasure again. We have another caller again. Okay, let's go straight to the caller. Caller, go ahead there, caller.
Good morning.
Caller going once.
Yes, this is a good one. This is from the coronavirus. You remember when we was locked down?
Oh, I can't forget it. But listen now, plenty words gone through my mind during the lockdown. Don't get me excited now, but please read the poem.
Rami, you have my book.
Look here, you got...
Go ahead there, caller. Read your poem.
Okay.
Make them read it too.
It's called the coronavirus.
Yes.
It was during the lockdown. It goes like this. This coronavirus is a plague. Got people terrified. It will sneak up on you like a thief in the night and cause plenty people to die. If you cough in front of people, It's like holding a loaded gun. Because when you open your mouth and that cough come out, the people then break off and run. The wife scared of the husband. Scary! And the husband scared of the wife.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, the virus don't show. And they don't want to lose their life. The man was pleading with his spouse. He said, darling, you was my wife. She said, you better. She said, you better go over there. Oh, please go. You better go over there. Don't come over here. Because I ain't trifling with my life. Dr. Sanson said the virus is a dangerous thing. He's helpless. So put your glove on fast and wear your mask. That's the only thing that could stop it. The prime minister say you must stay in your house or he can lock you down. But these Bahamians so bold, they don't do as they told. They out in the streets and all over the town. Lord, please don't let me dead like this. We know this ain't your plan. We can humble yourself and seek your face. Please take the virus out of our land. We can pray and turn from these wicked ways. And Lord, we can serve you for the rest of your days. And that is the coronavirus.
Listen, thank you very much. Leave your name and your number with the producer. Tell the background chorus that they have to read this book with you. Luska and Other Fantastic Tales. Go on, Sonia. Don't hang up, ma'am.
No, I just want to say it seems like we missed a venue for the poetry open mic, you know, people to come and read because the Guardian Radio
is a venue. Yes.
I love hearing these poets call in.
That's yes, and lovely. I dare young people, I want you all to understand what is happening right now, live on radio. Older generations of Bahamians have stood up to the challenge and said, y'all young people think y'all are the only people who write poetry. Well, let us show you that we are poets as well. I want to thank you guys for sharing your work with us. Yeah, remember,
you can still call in. I'm enjoying it.
Please call in. There are prizes to be won. I'm trying to give away as many books as I can. I even miss and pick up my Bahamas Constitutional Committee Options for Change booklet. I miss and pick up all kinds of stuff. Oh, and I have here to give away.
Mm-hmm. I want that. Wait a minute. Yeah, this is good. But I just want to announce that the texter, we had a texter who won, who gave the answer to the question to two Rhodes scholars.
But they could only get one. Or you can give them both? Let's go.
Well, but you give it to the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so don't listen to them.
You want to give them just one?
Okay. Well, there's only one prize.
So it's one prize. So we give two prizes and that someone else texts in again.
Yeah.
Okay. So just call one name?
Yeah.
Okay, good. For this text to end with 787, right? You won, right? And the name that the texter mentioned is Dr. Desiree Cox, who is one of the Rhodes Scholars who is a published poet. And that again, that's Dr. Desiree Cox, and they won the prize. Someone else can text in with a second Bahamian Rhodes Scholar who is a published poet, and they also can win a prize, okay? And I see we have a telephone caller, so we'll go straight to that telephone caller. And then we have that impromptu poem inside the studio that the poets here have written on Kamoli, so we can do that too. But go ahead, producer, patch that caller through.
Oh, yes, let's go to the caller.
Nope, hang up.
Caller
once. Caller again twice. Nope, the caller needs to hang up. Okay. So, Andrew. Yes, yeah, but your Kamoli, and I need to know the name of this book.
All right, so one of the books that's been donated for the giveaway is The Best Estimation in the World by Sonia Farmer. And I want you to give the best estimation of when the winner could get this book. Because I may chikchani it.
I'm trying to look at it right now.
Yeah.
This looks like we need to give another Alaska and let me hold this book longer. But anyway, we'll see how okay. I can charm Sonia.
Let's go to the caller dead quick. Good morning. Caller, you on Guardian Radio AM. Caller?
Something.
Pardon? Say that again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I would like to read something that I wrote for my departed adventurous nephew.
Yes, ma'am.
He died.
Yes, ma'am. Please go on.
Though you are gone, I will sing you no sad song. You were smart to follow your heart. It made your life one of adventure and fun. And now, as you reminisce, what could you have missed? Your work is done. You have had your run. Yes, I will mourn, but I will sing you no sad song. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We're going to give your name and your number to the producer, and we're going to ensure that you have a copy of Luska and Other Fantastic Tales to pick up at the Guardian reception, hopefully available by tomorrow. But we will contact you to let you know exactly when to come in to get it.
Okay. So let's go back to this poem. So make sure we get them out, because I see we ran out of time too.
Kamoli. The word is Kamoli.
Yes.
Now, for the young people, do you all know what Kamoli is? You should know by the end of this poem. Yes, ma'am.
I want to just do a little shout out, by the way, because like I said earlier, we are doing a NaPoWriMo challenge right now where you're giving a prompt and we're writing a poem right. in response to the prompt. And if anyone is interested in joining the Ponciana Paper Press NaPoWriMo support group, where you get a prompt every morning from me,
yeah.
and you can write through the month of April, but I am thinking about how to continue it on outside of the month of April. You can find Ponciana Paper Press on Instagram or Facebook and send me a message saying you're interested in joining the WhatsApp poetry writing group, and I will be happy to add you.
Mm-hmm. Kamoli, let's go. Taran, you ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so the word is Kamoli. Climbing up that hill where Christ was laid to rest, ambling like cockroach, the sun's now facing west. The pressure's getting tall. Gravity's not my friend, but I shall reach the mountain's peak. There'll be no bitter end. I look down at the wayside, reflect upon my plight, but then I remember who I am, God's omni-light. And then I see reality. I'm just a little stump. The hill, it fades to moonlight. It was just a Kamoli bump.
Wow.
I love it. You thought that was a big, that's just brilliant. A little Kamoli bump.
Brilliant.
For impromptu. That's beautiful.
Yes, awesome. Right? Beautiful.
This is what it's like in the WhatsApp group every day.
Every day.
I just want to say.
Okay. And we have. I see you call up. Let me go to Andrew the Redheads, and I'm going straight to you call up. So go ahead.
Okay. So my poem is a haiku, which is like a Japanese poem. 17 syllables. Yeah, 17 syllables. The first line, 5, the second, 7, and the last 5. And the poem goes, a throbbing pain I feel at the crown of my head, a Kamoli bump.
Okay, so before we go to our last poll, let's go to the phone call. Let's go to the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good afternoon. For the worst caller, would that be Antoine Roll?
Actually, no. Roll is a Rose scholar, but he is not a published poet Roll scholar. But I'm impressed that you know that Rule is a Rhodes Scholar, a Bohemian Rhodes Scholar. So that was impressive just now. Yeah, but no, that was not the right answer.
Absolutely. Okay, Kamoli.
Oh. All yours.
Okay, so this one is about this one is about a wife dealing with her husband who just come home. Even the Kamoli on your head couldn't distract me from the weight of your ego, the broad and bust of it, the rot and snotting grip. Perhaps I would have felt compassion for you, but you spit venom more than you do sweetness, and the men at the bar won't extend you the same grace.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Okay, I have one. Y'all think y'all just could poet everybody. Y'all don't know it yet. Listen. Something just ain't right. I don't know what happened last night. I went down having fun, but I came up with a Kamoli bump. The end.
I'm just trying to get used to all this snapping of fingers.
So much talent.
Nice, nice, nice.
Bay
nice.
Manchurian don't know what to do. Somebody calling me, but I did something wrong. We don't know what to do. Anyway, this is awesome, guys. This is awesome. Again, I want to say thank you to the texters who came in. Now, I got a poem I want to read, Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
It's called Love's War by Gilbert Morris.
Who Gilbert Morris are you talking about?
The Gilbert Morris. Professor Gilbert Morris.
He's a poet too.
Renowned Bahamian academic, scholar, diplomat, and poet. Mm-hmm. There is no love that is not war. See, that's what got me right there. There is no love that is not war. It rails against what reason wants. In fights against the calibrants, fair hires for its stunts, like rivers seeking alternate routes against the waterfall's gaping maw. This loves an aging samurai, forgetful of arts of war. This war by odd remembrance is a broken sword against all time, a war resisting time and death, but by time and death possessed. Love's War by Gilbert Morris.
Gilbert deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
But bad, bad.
But deep. But now we have 8 minutes. 8 minutes basically to summarize what is happening in the poetry scene, right? We have learned a lot in terms of the difference between just regular poetry and the different styles of poetry, and then the performance poetry. We understand that there are venues here, particularly in New Providence, that poets can go to and share the poems, right? And of course, there must be venues on the Family Islands in Grand Bahama and Abaco and Eleuthera, right? We also learned that there are local publishers here that you can go and seek and get your work published. We understand that there's such a thing as indie or independent, what's indie stand for?
Independent
publishers, where you can self-publish your work. You can self-publish via the American Lulu pages and Amazon.com, or you can go through the publishers here. Right? And just going back to Sonia, because I know Sonia also publishes book, and she has a support system for writers in general, those who wishing to get published. And I'm just giving her, again, the opportunity to explain that. I am a poet. I want to be published. I have no clue if my work is good. I know now that there's a Sonia Farmer that exists there, and we could plug in that plug right there, Ponciana Press, which is in Pargate Road. So I'm calling you now. Give me advice on what should I do.
Okay, great. So, yeah, there are local publishers, and we have self-publishing options. I do want to say that the Bahamas, Bahamian poets in general, we have a really strong self-publishing history. Like, for us to self-publish now with all of these self-publishing tools available to us, like Lulu has been brought up over the course of the last 2 hours through Amazon Publishing. I use Ingram Spark, and I do my own book design, but there are all of these book design tools available. There's so much available now, but even before we had all of these tools, Bahamians were self-publishing their books. We were buying ISBNs, we were making up press names, and we were publishing our work and getting on with it. And so I think it's just useful to know that we are built on the backs of this like really rich self-publishing history here. So what you're doing is just continuing on with that really like resilient tradition in self-publishing here. So please, please explore those options. I am available through Poinciana Paper Press and my partner company Pressing Onward Productions to help with writing, editing, and book design services. So the way that you can contact me is through my social media pages, Poinciana Paper Press on Instagram or Facebook, but I'll also give out my email. It's my first name, Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, at poincianapaperpress.com. My specialty is developmental editing, especially for poetry and prose, and mm-hmm. also book design. So I've self-published my own books, and they mm-hmm. have been listed for awards. So I know what I'm doing. So mm-hmm. if anyone out there would like some guidance or would like to sign up for some of these services, I am available.
Absolutely. I don't want to cut you off. Let's mm-hmm. get to these callers so we can give away some more of these books. Good morning, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You have an answer for us? Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry. Good morning, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Too gone.
I'm so sorry. Dear callers, I want you to bear with us. That was very important information. It's what most of the callers have been asking about and the texters. Mm-hmm. How do I publish?
I mean, something like the advice that I would also give is, you know, besides earlier I had talked about sharing with your community, like finding your people, right? Finding your fellow writers to share your work with, to get perspective, to be accountable. Something else is you might not want to jump into publishing a book right away. Of course, you don't just suddenly spit out 60 poems. You might spit out 30 if you do our challenge with us mm-hmm. this month. But, you know, bit by bit as you're finding your voice and finding your lens, you know, just sharing your work with different publication opportunities. Like, there's so many out there. There's PUI, there's the Caribbean Writer, there's Moco Magazine. That's just like regional options. There are also just international options. There's mm-hmm. so many places to submit your work and just start publishing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sonia. Caller, you're on Guardian Radio AM. You have an answer for us?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it Christian Gamble?
Yes, ma'am, it is Christian Campbell. Christian Campbell is the second of the three Rhodes Scholars that are also published poets.
There are two Rhodes Scholars that published poets, right. But three Rhodes Scholars.
No, there are three Rhodes Scholars in total so far.
So far.
So far, we're not putting a limit on that, young people, politics aside. And two of them are published poets. One is Dr. Desiree Cox, and one is Christian Campbell. And I think Christian Campbell's first published book was Running the Dust.
By P. Paltry Press. It's in your pile.
And then I have Desiree Cox.
And the third one, is it Ethan Knowles?
I'm sorry?
Ethan Knowles?
Yeah.
No, Ethan Knowles isn't a Rhodes Scholar yet, but he's not published. He's a poet, but he's not published yet. Ethan, you hear that? The people say, hurry up and get published.
He's published, but not in poetry.
Ah, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, and also leave your name with the producer so we can get your gift to you.
All right, let's go to that next caller.
Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Okay, that caller going.
All right, sorry about that caller. We got two more?
2 minutes.
2 minutes left on the show, Okay, guys, and once the music starts, that means we're running down. So you got to get your last words out. I want to thank everyone for joining the conversation, especially those brave, I don't even want to say brave souls, because you all know what talent you all have. Thank you for showing out and showing these young people that they inspire you and you hope to inspire them as well. The questions we went through, which famous Bahamian is James Weldon Johnson related to? Stephen Dillett. Timothy Gibson is related to C.I. Gibson. Sonnet, haiku, villanelle, sestina, acrostic, ekphrastic, epic, concrete, elegy, epigram, limerick, ballad, epitaph, tanka, ode, free verse. Tanisha Pratt, what poem did you perform for the Prime Minister on World Poetry Day?
It's called Celebration. So you can find it on their Facebook page, Office of the Prime Minister.
Right.
Excuse me. And what else can we find coming up?
Yes. Also, I was a part of the Carifta commercial. I did the intro for them. I did a special spoken word. Yeah.
You a poetic intro for Carifta 50?
Mm-hmm. For Carifta 50. So you can find that on RTV, but you can also go on my page. I'll post it later today.
Okay, please, and thank you very much. There's the music. E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival is the premier arts festival in the Bahamas. Thank you, Sonia Farmer, Pontiana Paper Press, for bringing along with you Tanisha Pratt, Andrew P.W. Gomez, and Taran Everett Bryce, three premier poets in the Bahamas. And thank you to the Bahamian public for showing us what we got in this country. And look here, to the Independent Secretariat, thank you for allowing us to participate in building this nation with you. Have a great day, Bahamas. And most of all, thank you, Mr. Newry, with your 11,000 poetry books you brought to the studio today, with your published poet.
Trying to get one more. I'm eyeing one, but that's okay. Yes, God in Rain AM with C.A. Newry. Have a wonderful day.
This is God in Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.